Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3346, and today's date is May 5th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Sends Message Letting Everyone Know What the Deep State is Planning to Do. Buckle up. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they know that the entire system is completely and utterly falling apart around them, and they understand that they need to keep the narrative going that everything is fine, because remember, we're approaching the presidential election and they can't just say, hey, by the way, everything that we did is destroying the economy. So what they're going to do is they're going to continually lie to the people over and over and over until the very end. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is actually part of their plan to actually show the people who the liars are. Because remember, when we go back to 2016, Trump stepped into the spotlight, stepped into the White House, and he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show everyone, even though that we're still in a private Western Central Bank illusionary economy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this economy and show people it can be better. And he started to put his plan into motion, and people started to realize, wow, I have more money in my pocket. Fuel prices were going down. We were becoming energy independent. He was able to renegotiate trade deals. And people started to realize, wait a minute, how come no one else could do this? How come they've always told us that, hey, this is the best it can be? Just get used to it. That's what Obama was saying when he was leaving office. And he showed the people, look, we can take whatever they gave us and we can turn it around very, very quickly. And he did this while playing in a private Western Central Bank illusionary economy. Now, since the resident came in, people have a gauge and an understanding of, wait a minute, we had a great economy. This individual stepped in, which is Biden, and he ruined it. He ruined the entire thing. He reversed everything that Trump had in place. And I do believe Trump trapped the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, the Biden administration, and all of this because he put together these tax benefits for the people of this country. And his plan showed the people, wow, look how much less I'm paying right now. Now, within this plan, certain things expired along the way. Now, all Biden had to do, and it's a very easy thing, all he had to do was continue with what Trump put into place. Biden decided, I'm not going to do that. So once he started to reverse what Trump was doing, people started to notice. When we look at the tax plan that Trump laid out, he said, all you got to do is renew what I have and everything will be fine. Now, remember, Biden, he campaigned on saying that Trump's tax plan just goes to the rich. So he let each part expire. And what happened was the economy got worse, which showed the people, you know something? It didn't have to do it. His plan didn't have to do with the rich. It actually helped us out. And now the big one is set to expire, and he's already signaled that he's not going to renew it. So what do you think the people are seeing? The people now are seeing that, well, wait a minute. Everything that you've been talking about is a complete and utter lie. Because Trump had everything in place, and you told us these are bad. This is not going to be good for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reverse it, and I'm not going to renew it. And what do people see now? They see an economy that is completely and utterly falling apart. And what's very interesting, they had the White House out there, Bernstein, and he was trying to convince everyone that the job numbers look good. People are getting a lot more money in their paycheck. There are more women in the workforce. And this is all because of Bidenomics. This is all because of what Biden has been doing. Really, if you go up to a person on the street and you ask them, hey, is everything much affordable now? Is everything a lot better? Most of the people are going to say, I'm going to say the majority of the people are going to say, absolutely not. Things are not better. People, they see it. They're experiencing it. You can't lie to them. You can't gaslight them. And people also realize that, listen, just a couple of years ago under Trump, I was able to afford a home. Interest rates were very, very low, which gave people a lot more buying power. And people, they were making a lot more money. They were able to save a lot more money, which means they were able to purchase a home. Today, it is completely the opposite. And yes, people see this. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. The Kobisi letter put this out on X and says the following. How bad has affordability become? More than one out of five Americans are skipping meals to afford monthly housing costs. Over the last year, approximately 35% of people surveyed took no or fewer vacations to cover housing expenses. Meanwhile, 21% worked additional hours or sold their belongings, while 18% of Americans had to borrow money or dip into retirement savings. Shockingly, almost 16% delayed or skipped medical treatments. Home ownership has become a luxury. And that is absolutely true. And the people, they could see it. It's very, very clear. And as we go throughout this year, it's going to get worse. And once again, the only way to make people say enough is enough is to bring them to a point where they either lose their job, which is a terrible thing, or they don't have money to survive, which is a terrible thing. But when people feel uncomfortable, this is when people decide we've had enough. And I do believe Trump, he needs the people on his side. He needs the people to say, you know something? We need to change things. And we're already seeing it. Just yesterday, we talked about how this grandma was shopping in Costco where she said, this is ridiculous. Baby formula is continually going up and she's buying the baby formula for her daughter. And she says it's getting a lot more expensive, not just baby formula, but almost everything else. And something has to stop because people can't go on like this. So as the economy breaks down and people realize that, you know something, it is completely impossible just to pay for the insurance, just pay for auto insurance, pay for the food, pay for the rent, pay for the mortgage, pay for the electricity, the gas bill, and whatnot. At that point, people are going to say, we've had it. And I do believe we are approaching that situation. And remember how this is all being played out. We have Biden on one side with the Fed and the Treasury, which is Janet Yellen, which used to be the head of the Fed. They are continually telling people that everything is great. They're gaslighting the people, trying to convince them. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know that this economy is going to completely and utterly break down. And I do believe Biden's going to push the Fed, and the Fed is going to make this entire excuse of why they're going to cut the rates. They're going to say, oh, look, jobs, oh, because of this. Whatever it is, they're going to say we're going to cut the rates. But I do believe this is going to be orchestrated by the Biden administration, and they're going to try to make the economy look a lot better than it really is. They're going to say his policies are working. But as we could see, people that are holding off on going on vacation, people that are selling things just to make ends meet, people saying that I can't afford a house, they understand that this isn't real. Remember, this is their illusion, and they're trying to convince you that this illusion is the real thing. This is what really going on. Anything else that you're experiencing, well, you're just imagining that. But the people aren't stupid. They realize this. And what's very interesting is that a new study finds that it is now cheaper to rent than it is to buy a home in the country's 50 largest metro areas. And this is putting serious pressure on home builders and sales. It is more cost effective to rent a place to live than to own a home. So what does that mean? That means less people are going to purchase a home, which means the American dream of owning a home is actually disappearing. Isn't this what the central bank of the World Economic Forum, isn't this exactly what they want? You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So people are having a very difficult time making ends meet. People have a very difficult time affording basic necessities. People are just having a very difficult time. And now the dream of owning a home is actually slipping through their fingers, which means this is exactly what the central bank, the World Economic Forum, this has been their plan from the very, very beginning. They don't want you owning a car. Actually, if you look today, many, many people, I say the majority of the people, do not own their car. When you lease a car, you're actually renting it. You don't own it. So you're renting a car, and now you're going to be renting your home. Because most people, they say that the American dream is slipping through their fingers, and they just can't afford a home. So people now are seeing it, people are getting it, and this is making a lot of people angry. Because remember, they look back in time, they look at their parents, they look at the grandparents, and they say, why were they able to afford a home? Why was one person able to work and support the entire family of maybe 3, 4, 5 kids? Today, it's completely different. And this is now showing people what the private Western Central Bank actually really is. It's a system that doesn't work for the people. Yes, Biden, the World Economic Forum, and their policies are driving us to that point. But the central bank, if you just stripped the Biden away and stripped the World Economic Forum away, and you just let the system run the way it's running, in the end, it crashes. It doesn't benefit the people. It will not continue on. It will stop working. And I think the people now are starting to realize that this system that we're in today, it doesn't benefit the people, which is going to help Trump and the Patriots in the long run. Because when people know that this system doesn't run, they're going to want to know what system does work for us. I mean, we remember back when Trump was in office and he made the country energy independent. Well, that worked for us. They remember when Trump was in office and he had unemployment very, very low. Well, that worked for the people. They remember when inflation wasn't going up very, very quickly. I mean, there's always inflation. That doesn't go away. Because the central bank system breeds inflation. That's what the system does. But Trump was able to bring it to a level where it wasn't going up. And it was pretty much very, very steady. We still have the inflation from 1971 all the way up to that point. But people didn't experience more inflation. And people said to themselves, well, if we could do that, what else can we do? So I think in the end, people are going to start to realize that, yes, it is time to move out of this system. And I do believe a crash of the central bank system. And remember, Trump is not causing the crash. It's the central bank, the Biden administration, the World Economic Forum. They're the ones who are causing the crash, because what's their ultimate goal? Their ultimate goal is to bring us into the Great Reset. Their ultimate goal is to bring us into the Green New Scam. So how do you bring the entire economic system of the world into a new system? You got to get rid of the old system. But again, you just can't say, hey, it crashed, sorry, we miscalculated and everything just fell apart. They have to have a cover story. That's why they announced the Great Reset during March of 2020, because they thought they had the cover story. They don't have a cover story now, so they have to create another cover story. That cover story is coming. I do believe it's going to be war with a cyber attack that's going to hit the financial institutions. They already projected out there that this is coming. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they will use this all against them. And I do believe this will be able to be used to bring us back to sound money, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to make the case of going back to the Constitution. And once Trump makes that case, and once we know already we have bills in Congress that says, yeah, let's go back to gold, let's use Bitcoin, let's get out of the central bank system, let's not accept the central bank digital currency, I do believe the people will be with him. Now, the central bank, they just don't want to give up control. They've had control for a very, very long time. And if you notice, if you go back in history, the central bank always pops up over and over and over. And there are certain individuals that get rid of it over and over and over. So do they want to leave? Do they just want to lose control? No, they don't. They want to stay. So they will fight to the very, very end. But what they're going to do is actually going to hurt them, because as they're fighting while the people are awake. And while the people are awake, they can see exactly this, what the central bank system really is. And that's what we have to do. We need to go to the source of all these problems. There's no more Band-Aid fix. There's no more, oh, let's just raise the minimum wage. Oh, let's just, you know, recalculate the inflation calculation, the GDP calculation, the unemployment. Those days are done. And the people, they're going to start to ask questions. What is the cause of all this? Why is it like this? And I do believe that people are going to start to figure it out. Yes, I think information will be dropped, but I think people are going to start to figure it out, and they're going to start to realize that it all goes back to the central bank system. They are the cause of most of these problems, because the central bank system breeds corruption. Just go back in history. Think about all the corruption. Think about all the private central banks that each nation had. And what happened in the end? Well, they destroyed the nation, and then they had to restart it over and over and over. And I do believe once we go to the cause, once we go to the problem, just like with any disease, listen, you can mask it. You can make people feel better. You could say, oh, this is going to relieve the pain. But until you get rid of the disease, the problem is always going to be there. And this is why we need to go to the heart of the problem. And once we go to the heart of the problem, that's when everything changes. But again, when you have a cancer in this country and around the world, does the cancer just want to leave? No. And this is going to be one of the biggest battles I do believe Trump is going to have. Yes, he's battling the deep state. Yes, he's battling everything else. But the central bank is, I do believe, at the heart of all of this. And we're going to see this play out. But I do believe in the end, Trump will have what he needs to bring the private West central bank down, because he'll have the people with him. And that is something the central bank cannot fight against. And once the people know, once the people understand, it's game over for the central bank system. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to X22 X22Gold.com. That is X22Gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to $1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now realizing that all these indictments, all these court cases, they are not going to work. This is not going to stop Trump whatsoever. And what the people are now starting to find out is that, yes, Biden, with the Department of Justice, with the FBI, they colluded together to go after Trump. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's not, oh, we're just making this up. The people now can see that, yes, there is an individual that is colluding with all these different agencies because it's all part of the criminal syndicate, and they are going after Trump to try to stop Trump. So Trump is right once again, and I do believe people now are really seeing the two-tier justice system. And if you notice, as this continually plays out, what happens? Biden's poll numbers are dropping like a rock. And if you look at what's been happening with the economy and what's been happening with the open borders and what's happening with the campuses now with all these riots, people now are starting to figure out and starting to realize that Biden, remember when he first came into office, he said he's going to be the uniter. Trump was the divider. Trump, if you notice, he has been turning the tables on Biden and all those people working behind him every step of the way. So who is becoming the uniter? It looks like it's Trump, because if you look at the college campuses, what's happening there? Yes, you had these paid agitators. They came onto campus. We know that most likely Obama unleashed them with Soros and the others. But these people actually did what? They brought the students together and they are now fighting for America. And that's what this is all about. Now, does the deep state like this? Does the Biden administration like this? No, absolutely not. And now they're starting to realize that everything that they put into place with the indictments, that is not going to work, because the poll numbers show that the people are looking at Trump going, OK, I see the victim. I see what you're doing here. Now we have the proof. So these indictments, they're not going to work. Plus, we know a lot of the statute of limitations, they've run out. And these cases, there's no case. There's nothing. And this is not going to work, which means the deep state is going to change their tactics right now. And you could see, and this is why I do believe they went ahead and had the riots on the campus at this point. They're setting the stage. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew the playbook. And I do believe they need Biden out and they're going to push him out. And yes, Biden is going to try to stay. He's going to try to resist. But I do believe in the end, they're going to push him out. Now, I do believe this is all part of Trump and the Patriots' plan, because I do believe he still wants Obama front and center. He wants to show the people this is the person that has been destroying America, not him alone. Yes, he's orchestrating everything, but there are other people that above him that are paying for it, directing and everything else. But again, everyone needs to know who's been orchestrating all this. And yes, it will lead to one to another person, which leads to another person, which leads to another person. So I do believe the switch is about to come, and Trump has been putting up the poll number showing everyone, look, Biden is so low in the polls right now, it's absolutely ridiculous. And since they're going to change tactics right now, they are going to move us into another phase of their plan. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they know the phases of the plan. This is why Trump puts it out on Truth. This is why he mentions it. He's letting everyone know what's coming. He's always been doing this. If you go back in time, he said if Biden gets into office, he's going to destroy the economy. If Biden gets into office, what's going to happen? You're going to have open borders. If Biden gets into office, we're going to end up in war. He always tells you what's going to happen. During the 2020 election, he said COVID is going to allow them to cheat. They're going to use the mail-in ballots. They're going to use the drop boxes. He's always letting you know what is coming. So he just did it again. What is coming? He said, first, we had the protests. Now, World War III is on its way and everything else. So he's already telling you what to expect. No one should be surprised. No one should say, hey, can you believe it? We're going to war. Hey, can you believe it? There's an event in this country. Hey, can you believe it? The economy's crashing. He's already told you what is going to happen. The problem is people just can't believe it until they see it. And that's the whole point of this. Some people just can't accept that these things are going to happen. And the only way for them to accept it is to actually experience it. But again, he's already out there projecting, telling you this is what we can expect. And yes, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know the deep state, what are they going to do? You know they're going to cheat. You know they're bringing the illegals to try to cheat. You know they're going to use the illegals for chaos. You know that they're going to have riots. You know that they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to use the Patriot Front group. They're going to try to start a civil war. That's what the deep state likes to do. And you know, because the World Economic Forum already told us, that they are going to have a cyber attack in this country. You know we're going to World War III. Trump has mentioned it many, many times. So yes, they're going to do all these things. Is it going to become very, very dark? Absolutely. But again, what does this actually do in the end? It wakes the people up. Do I think Trump has control over the situation? Do I think he's using the military to control what is going on? Absolutely. Is he letting the enemy do what they do best? Remember, this is not Trump doing these things, like opening the border. He just knows the playbook. He knows exactly what they're going to do. The military knows what they're going to do. So why interfere with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Their main goal is to do what? Destroy the country. Well, if you really want to wake the people up and you want to show the people their plan, just let them do it. If Trump just said, you know, they want to destroy the country, yeah, all right, they want to destroy it. But is anyone going to go, yeah, we got to stop them? No. But if you actually see them destroying the country, if you actually see the riots, if you actually see the looting, the burning, if you actually see an attack on this country, do people then believe? Do then people react? Do people say, no, this is not going to happen? I mean, take, for example, what just happened on the campuses. You see the students fighting back. You see the students say, not on our watch. This is not going to happen. It took them a little while. They were hoping the administration would have stepped in. They were hoping that the police were going to come, and they waited. And they saw their administration, they saw their faculty, they saw these people do absolutely nothing. Actually, they permitted it. Eventually, the people said, enough is enough. We're not doing this anymore. And that is what's going to happen in this country. And Trump is already telling the people, this is what you need to expect. We'll be getting into that in just a little bit. But you could see the deep state players, they're preparing to cheat in the election. Yes, they're bringing the illegals in. Yes, they're spreading them around the country. Why? Because they're going to try to use them to vote. That's the whole point of this. Amuse put this out on X and said, each of these illegals receive auto parole and get social security numbers so they can work. Fun fact, with a social security number, you can register to vote without an ID. It's illegal, but there is no system in place to catch or stop them. So these people are getting social security numbers. They're going to be able to vote. They don't need a voter ID. And now think about what Trump has been saying. We need to go back to paper ballots. We need to go back to voter ID. The reason why he's saying that, because he's showing the people, look why we need voter ID. See, he mentioned it many, many times before. But people said, do we really need it? Do we really, really need it? Just like, do we need a secure border? Do we need a wall? Well, now people are saying, yeah, we need a wall. We need a secure border. Now with the illegals coming in, this is the next part of the plan here. He needs to show people why we need voter ID. I think people are going to accept why we need voter ID, because now what are people seeing? The people are hearing all over the place that they want the illegals to vote. And even if they aren't citizens, they will still be able to vote. So do you think the people now are going to say, you know something? I see why we need voter ID. Voter ID is very, very important. Soon people are going to start to realize and understand why we need paper ballots and why we need elections on one day. See, Trump is bringing attention to what the deep state is doing. He needs to show the people exactly what their plans are and how they're trying to cheat in the election. Just like he needed to show everyone the open borders. Just like he needs to show everyone, look how they're going to destroy the economy. Look how they're going to get rid of fossil fuels. Look how they're going to bring us to war. And what's very interesting is the deep state players, the fake news, they continually try to convince everyone that bringing the illegals into this country is going to strengthen our country. So let's ask everyone a simple question. If these illegals coming into this country is going to strengthen our country, why didn't they just stay in their country and strengthen their own country? Now everyone's thinking, oh, you know something? Why aren't people staying in their own country to strengthen their own country? Why aren't they removing their leaders? Why aren't they making things right in their country? Why are they just escaping? Because if these people can strengthen our country, why can't they do this in their country? And you have to remember, the people that are coming into this country, they're not asylum seekers. They're not refugees. They're prisoners. They're being released into this country. And I think people are starting to understand all of this now. See, when it's just being told to you and you just talk about it, you really can't convey exactly how the deep state is going to destroy this country. But when you see it firsthand, you start to realize, wow, look what they're doing. And I do believe in the end, all these different treasonous acts that the deep state players have been doing, I do believe they're going to be front and center, and there'll be no escaping this. I mean, already people know that Biden's a criminal. They know that he stole classified documents. They know that he's been taking bribes from other countries. I mean, it's pretty much clear at this point. His poll numbers are dropping like a rock. People know he's racist. They know that he's destroying the country. It's very, very clear. I do believe Trump, he's bringing in Obama, and that's why they're going to have the change about it, because he wants to show people, look what happened with Obama. I know he said he had no scandals or anything like that, but this individual is not even a citizen of this country. This individual put everything into motion when he came into office and he started the insurgency. And his main goal was to destroy this country. He's a snake oil salesman. And I think people are going to start to see all of this play out. They're going to start to understand it. Now, to back all of this up, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to see their treasonous acts, and you're going to see how they're related to Jeffrey Epstein and how all of this is connected. And what's very interesting is that Jeffrey Epstein's infamous black book, which has hundreds of associates' contact information, is going up for auction. So the New York Post has reported that convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, his black book is going up for auction, and bidders who participate in the auction are being promised their identities will be held secret. The book was discovered in the 1990s by a female musician in New York's East Village, but how it got there remains a mystery. So right now, it's estimated that the black book will rake in over $200,000, and it has 349 names in total, and 221 of which were never listed in Epstein's more famous and widely reported Little Black Book. So this is very interesting, and we'll have to see how this plays out. And I wonder if certain information will start to drip out, and of course everyone will deny it, but then everyone will start to check and research, and people will come up with the truth. And this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is I do believe Trump, he has created one of the best issues campaigns that anyone has ever seen. Take a resident, put him in place, let him destroy America, and let him reverse everything that you did while you're in office for 4 years, and then use it against him. And let the people see how everything that Trump did worked, and everything that Biden has done, where he reversed everything that Trump did, is destroying America, and then use this against him during the elections. It's an incredible issues campaign. But the one thing that stood in the way, and which was a problem, was abortion. So the first move was to get rid of the abortion law, and the Supreme Court voted on that. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found, so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. And said, no, these are not rights. Then Trump said, okay, now we know the deep state players, the D's, they're going to be using this as their issue, abortion, and they'll try to use this all the way up to the election. So what do I got to do? Well, I got to remove this issue from the federal government, the federal level, and let's push it back onto the states. And this is what needed to be done from the very, very beginning. So now he's removed the deep state, the D's point, their issue of abortion. And yes, they're trying to use it. Yes, they're trying to push it, but it's not going to work. But Trump, he responded to what they're trying to do with abortion, and he put this out on Truth, and he said the following: I never said that some states may choose to monitor women's pregnancies to possibly prosecute or violating any abortion laws. This was made up by Democrats and the fake news media. After 50 years, abortion is now up to the states, where everybody, Republican and Democrat, plus all legal scholars and experts, have wanted it to be. The people choose, and many states like Ohio and Kansas have chosen. Many others are in the process of choosing. Arizona's legislator has just voted to kill an old 1800s law, and a new one will soon be voted on by the people. It is all working. We'll never go back to the federal government, and our country will soon start uniting on this long contentious issue. At the same time, nobody wants to see abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month, or execution after birth, as some states, like the former Democratic governor of Virginia, said was permitted. Listen to your heart, but common sense must also be applied. Remember, politicians must also win elections. And Trump, he has removed this issue, and people, they're agreeing with this. And this is putting the D's in a very, very difficult position because remember, this is what they like to use. They like to use emotion. They like to use fear to convince you that this is what we need. Now they have to deal with the actual issues. Well, my concern is inflation. My concern is with the economy failing. My concern is with me losing a job. My concern is with all these illegals coming over the border. This is a fact. My concern is you're pushing us to war. My concern is everything else now. And I do believe Trump has trapped them in this issues campaign, and there is no escaping. And Trump, he's letting everyone know, and he said it a long time ago, that they're going to push everything at we the people. And that's really what it is. Yes, they need to get rid of him, but they're also doing it against we the people. Never forget that. So when they bring us to war, it's not just, oh, war against Trump. It's war against the people. Because what happens in war? The people go to fight. What happens in war? People die. What happens in war? Your home, your cities, they're destroyed. The war is against the people. Trump is just showing you how they're trying to destroy you, how they're trying to destroy the country. And I think the people, they're starting to understand this. And also they're starting to understand that Russia is not our main enemy here. How do we know this? Well, what's very interesting, and this is coming out of Newsweek, that Russia and U.S. troops, they're sharing the same military base in Niger. So let me see. Russia and the U.S., they can share the same military base. They can fly in and out of there. But we're at war in Ukraine and we're fighting Russia. That's very, very interesting. So is the whole war in Ukraine just theater for money laundering? Yeah, it's starting to look that way. And I think people are starting to really see this and people are starting to understand this. But what's very interesting, Trump let everyone know that he has a plan to have peace with Ukraine and Russia. Now, I do believe he set certain things into place where he'll be able to use the leverage to have peace. Now, does he have all the information on what has been going on in Ukraine with all the money laundering that includes Kerry, Biden, Clinton, Obama? Absolutely. Does he have leverage now with the new bill that just passed where Trump can come in and say, you know something, I think I'm not going to fund Ukraine anymore. And if you want any money, then we're going to have peace here. I do believe he has certain abilities and certain leverage right now to actually usher in peace. Now, do we know the entire plan? No, but Trump has let us know that he has a plan in place. And I do believe that, yes, we are going to have to step in because we will be on the brink of war. And when I say war, I don't mean the war is going to be out in this other place that nobody heard of. I do believe people are going to get a front row seat and they're going to start to realize that war is coming to America. And I think this is going to be a huge scare event, just like people have seen the open borders, just like people see the economy completely crashing around them and inflation continually picking up, fuel prices moving up. Soon, I do believe we're going to see an event in this country. So I think people are going to get a front row seat to everything. And we'll get to what Trump said in a little bit about what he expects to happen. But before we get there, we could see that their entire COVID narrative is completely and utterly falling apart. Remember going back in time when we had the New York Times and YouTube and Twitter at the time and Instagram and everything else? They continually said all those people, they're saying that COVID vaccines are bad. COVID vaccines will make you ill. COVID vaccine doesn't stop the spread of the virus. Remember, they said those were all misinformation. They said, oh no, these people aren't telling the truth. We got to censor these people. Well, it looks like all those people that were telling the truth where they said, oh, it's misinformation, disinformation, or conspiracy theories. It looks like once again, it's all coming true. And Patriots Are Control put this out and said then, and actually is pointing to an article from the New York Times. And let's just go back a little bit in time. And what did they say in the New York Times? Despite outbreaks among unvaccinated Fox News hosts smear shots, citing misinformation, Florida health officials call for a halt to COVID vaccines. COVID vaccine misinformation still fuels fear surrounding pregnancy, and new study finds. Inside the White House, Facebook rift over vaccine misinformation. Well, that was then, and now we have now. And from the New York Times, the side effects of COVID vaccine, thousands of Americans have filed vaccine injury claims with the federal government. So now all of a sudden, All the misinformation, disinformation has come true. So they lied about everything. And they hid the truth from the people. And the other thing that just came out is that a new study suggests risk of getting COVID rises with each shot. Wow, I remember a lot of people saying that COVID would be included with the vaccine. And when you get the shot, you would continually get COVID because that is the real plandemic. You see, what they wanted to do is they wanted to scare you into thinking there was a plandemic, and they told you that everyone was getting it, but the real plandemic was the vaccine. That's how they were going to make the pandemic. That's how they were going to convince everyone, look, you're continually getting it. You need another booster. Oh, you got it again. Crazy, isn't it? You need another booster. This is how they were going to trick the people. And the report comes from an analysis of data from Cleveland Clinic that found people who received two or more doses were at higher risk of COVID-19 based on comparison with people who received zero or one dose. And let me just tell you, the people that got zero, I'm going to tell you right now, from Natural Immunity, they're fine. Dr. David Cartland put this out and said the following. COVID misinformation, conspiracy theories. They said that all this information was misinformation, disinformation, and conspiracy. So let's go back a little bit in time because this is what the people were talking about. Repeated COVID shots weaken the immune system. Yeah, it's true. Ivermectin works. Yes, the truth tellers, they were out there telling everyone this is true. They were censored. The unvaccinated were scapegoated for failure of COVID vaccines. Mask wearers paradoxically had an increased risk of contracting COVID. Natural immunity proves to be 7 times more protective. Ivermectin is now showing 15 anti-cancer mechanisms of action. That's interesting. Hospitals murdered COVID patients. Newfound emails prove Biden White House hid COVID-19 vaccine harms from the public. The COVID shots were not the only toxic measure forced on humanity. Nearly 1 in 3 COVID vaccine recipients suffered neurological side effects. Research finds heart anomalies within 48 hours of the COVID-19 shot. Pfizer hid nearly 80% of COVID-19 vaccine trial deaths from regulators in order to qualify for emergency use authorization. And remember when Trump said, hey, we can use hydroxychloroquine, that's a cure. Well, they shut him down. They came out with these fake Lancet papers saying, oh, this is going to kill you. Actually, if everyone used hydroxychloroquine, there'd be no fake plandemic. The virus would have been stopped and everything was fine. If everyone used ivermectin, it would have been shut down. We never needed the vaccine. The vaccine was the plandemic. They tricked the population. And now the population, they're figuring it out. The population is starting to say, you know something? I see what you did here. And this is why they want the WHO to take charge. Remember, they're going to have a vote this month. And there's about 194 countries that are going to vote on this. So they want the WHO to take control because they don't want the Constitution to get in their way. Yes, they have control over all the other countries. The problem here in the United States is the Constitution. And they know that they need a body above this to actually control the next plandemic. Now, is anything above the Constitution? No. For here in the United States, the Constitution is the law of the land. They'll try to convince you that's not the case, but it is the case. And it looks like 44 Republican senators, they have sent a strong worded letter to Joe Biden urging him to reject 2 forthcoming international agreements under consideration at the World Health Organization. And yes, once Biden goes through with this, there's going to be lawsuits all over the place. But again, remember how they play the game. The game is, hey, we know it's unconstitutional. We know there's going to be lawsuits. But if we're going to usher in this plandemic, we need to do it. We need the people to fight because we know it's going to take a couple of months. And hopefully we can get this plandemic off the ground. So it looks like they're pushing this next plandemic. They're just waiting for what? The WHO to take charge. Why would you release it now without the WHO being in charge? You wouldn't. So when would the plandemic hit? I think you're going to see it hit probably late summer. And as we enter fall, and they'll start making the narrative up. Oh, look, it's over there. It's over in that country. It's coming to America. We have 2 cases here. This is how they do it. And they know that people are going to fight against this. They know that people are going to bring lawsuits against what they just voted on with the WHO. But they know that they just want to win the election. They want to cheat in the election. That's what this is really all about. It's about the election. So they're going to try to do this once again. But I do believe this time around, the people are going to be hardened and the people are going to push back like we've never seen before. Now, the other thing that we could see is that everything that they tried to do back in 2020, where they defunded the police, where they had the riots and everything like that. Well, a couple of years later, what are people noticing? Yeah, that doesn't work. And the people now in all these different areas, they're realizing that they really need the police. And they realize that all the policies that they push forward, it's destroying their entire city. And Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, the problem of shoplifting and retail theft is a major concern for Americans. And more than a fifth say stores have closed in their community because of the problem. So if stores are closing, jobs are leaving, what happens to their communities? They completely and utterly fall apart. And now the people are seeing this and the people are saying, I see what they did here. They're destroying our cities. They're destroying our way of life. This is how they're destroying the country. So what are the people in these areas are doing? They're fighting back. People became uncomfortable. They're saying enough is enough. They're reaching the precipice. Everyone reaches the precipice at different points. I do believe most of the people are going to hit the precipice when the economy comes down. I'm going to say the majority of the people are going to hit the precipice when we enter war, which I do believe is coming. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But when you look at all these riots, you can see there are paid protesters. Plus, they are, talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Trained agitators, while getting paid, and they are actually trained in a certain way to get the maximum effect, and they have the tools to do it. And what's very interesting is that the NYPD, they have uncovered alarming discoveries within a pro-Palestinian encampment on college campuses. The police found weapons and a book on terrorism while clearing the encampment. So the commissioner, shared what he found. He said pencils, books, laptops, those are the tools of students and what you expect to find on a college campus. But here's what the NYPD found in Hamilton Hall at Columbia University after we were able to arrest the protesters and agitators for commandeering and barricading themselves into the building. Gas masks, earplugs, helmets, goggles, tape, hammers, knives, ropes, and a book on terrorism. That's a strange thing for a student to have that's just out there protesting peacefully, isn't it? And these aren't the tools of students. These are the tools of Antifa. These are the tools of the brown shirts, if you really want to look at it that way, because it's exactly who they are. Just go back in time. You can see it. It's very, very clear. And the other thing that's very interesting is that one of the violent protesters is an heir to an ad empire, has a mansion and a long rap sheet. So this is very, very interesting that we're starting to find out who these people really, really are. Why do you think they're wearing masks? Why do you think they went from their N95 mask to the scarves that they're wearing today? Because they need a way to cover their face. And this gives them the ability. They don't have COVID right now. Even though people were still wearing masks, it gives them the opportunity to cover their face. See how they use all of this? But again, this is backfiring on the deep state players. And at each campus, you can see there are more and more patriots coming out, singing the national anthem, playing Born in the USA, even though I don't like Bruce Springsteen because, again, he's with the deep state players. But you can see that they're using all of this against these agitators. Because remember, there's a lot more of us, there's a lot more patriots than there are of these paid individuals. And I do believe in the end, with what everyone is seeing, the people now are going to question, why are these universities, why are these colleges, why are they funded? And Wokeness put this out and said, federal funding of universities, 2023, Columbia, $1.2 million, Penn, $955 million, NYU, $805 million, Yale, $766 million, Cornell, $736 million, Harvard, $676 million, and it goes on and on and on. It does, and Elon says, it doesn't make sense that American taxpayers are forced to fund an anti-American activity. Absolutely. And the people now of this country, they're starting to get it. These schools are indoctrination centers. That's why the faculty, that's why they permitted this to happen. It was a coordinated effort. Not saying everyone is terrible in the universities, but the top level and certain individuals that they brought in, they're the ones who are indoctrinating the children there to think a certain way. And now it is backfiring on them. And I do believe in the end, we're going to have to really look at the federal funding and say, why are we funding these universities? Let's take it away. And actually, Tim Scott said, hey, listen, college presidents, federal funding is a privilege, not a right. And he's absolutely right. I know everyone wants everything to be changed right at this moment. Everyone wants to say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. But again, you got to go back to the example of a rotting foundation. If you have a rotting foundation, can you knock down the house and build a new house on the rotting foundation? No, because eventually what's going to happen is the rotting foundation is going to continually rot away, and that whole house, the new house that you built, is going to come tumbling down. So in order to fix everything that we're seeing today, we need to get rid of the rotting foundation. And the only way to do that is to actually vote all of these people out, vote the person in that we want that will go ahead and actually remove the rot. And then we can start looking at the college funding. Then we can start looking at everything else in this country to put everything back on track, because you need people that are going to represent the people. You don't need people that are going to represent another group that's not part of this country or doesn't have this country's best interest at heart. And you could see this very, very clearly. Remember when they passed the bill and all the congressmen and women were out there waving the Ukraine flag? Well, think about them, and then think about the frat boys that were holding up the American flag. Think of these two groups right now. One are cowards and the enemy of this country, and the other ones are heroes. So I think now people are starting to see this, and it's becoming very, very clear. And Trump, he put this out, and he is pointing the finger at Biden, and he's letting everyone know where all of this is headed. He put this out on Truth. He said the following: The primary reason for all these terrible protests is Crooked Joe Biden. He is unable to talk, unable to reason, unable to put two simple sentences together, unable to even climb three steps to a helicopter or the main stairs to Air Force One. In other words, his mind and body are shot. He is also, and has always been, a very dishonest man, a Manchurian candidate of sorts, receiving money for no apparent reason from foreign countries and blatantly prosecuting his political opponent in an attempt to win the presidential election of 2024. This is election interference only used by third world countries. Now we have the protest, and Crooked Joe Biden doesn't know what to do. Next, we will have World War III and everything else. We are a nation in serious decline, a failing nation, but we will not be a failing nation much longer. 4 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again, MAGA 2024. So World War III is coming. And everything else. What's everything else? Is that a cyber attack? Is that an attack on the United States? Is it an event? I do believe he's letting us know there's a lot more that's going to happen. And we can see that we are definitely heading down this track. Because again, the deep state players, they're just not going to allow Trump to win. They're going to try to stop him every step of the way. And since the indictments aren't working, what do they got to do? They got to change everything up, which I do believe they're going to be removing Biden as a candidate and bringing in a new candidate. Now, if he does resist, they're going to do what then? The only way to convince the people that he's not up for the job is to use the 25th Amendment against him, which would make Kamala Harris the president and the acting president. She can be both at the same exact time. So I do believe if he doesn't bow out on his own and allow the new candidate to come in, they will force him out. And this is why Trump, down in Texas, right before the president was inaugurated, even though it was a fake inauguration, he said, hey, I don't got to worry about the 25th Amendment. Joe Biden's got to worry about it. Did Trump know something? I do believe he did. And you can see that Biden, his ability to function is getting worse and worse, which I find very, very interesting. Because now they're going to shorten his speeches. So let's see. They have a person that walks next to him because he can't walk, and they're going to shorten his speeches because he can't go on for a very long period of time. I think this tells you everything you need to know and where all of this is headed. Now, of course, he was being interviewed on Howard Stern, and he made up this whole thing that he has a stuttering problem, and that's why he acts the way he does. They're trying to convince the people, they're gaslighting the people to make people believe, oh, this is why he's out there shaking hands with nobody or tripping or he doesn't know where to go or he's reading his card and actually reading the part where he's not supposed to read. That's all because of stuttering? No. See, they gaslit the entire country. Is anyone buying it? I don't think so. But you could see that Jack Smith's case against Trump is completely and utterly falling apart. Everything's pointing to Biden. And you know, it's not just Biden. It's going to go way past that. But you can see with Jack Smith, everyone now is seeing that he is covering up his crimes. And I'm talking about Jack Smith's crime because it is a crime to go after a political opponent and to cover up real evidence and try to hide it from the judges, hide it from everyone else. You see, the cover up always gets you. But Julie Kelly, she was looking at the classified documents and something interesting just happened. And she put this out and she said, before I address the evidence tampering filing posted by Special Counsel Jack Smith last night, let's turn to the motion that forced Jack Smith to admit what happened. One filed by Walt Nauta's attorney on May 1st. Remember the photo of classified docs strewn on the floor with a scary-looking cover sheet to depict the classification levels of various papers? It appears those cover sheets or slips of sheets were produced and used by the FBI after the raid. The cover sheets do not represent the format in which the records were found. An intentional misrepresentation in the court document for special master lawsuits and by the media. Here is how Nauta's attorney described what we now know is the FBI's use of slip sheets to replace alleged classified papers. Look familiar? This is how the DOJ in August 2022 described the files in a filing to Judge Cannon with accompanying photo that went viral to make it appear that this was the original form of the document seized by the FBI. This does not appear to be the truth at all. It instead appears that the red, yellow, and blue cover sheets were slip sheets the FBI used to replace the alleged classified files. Jack Smith finally admitted yesterday that the FBI used those sheets as placeholders. I mean, you can't really say props to help stage a stunt in his filing last night. Then laughably claimed FBI found so many classified records, they ran out of stunt cover slip sheets. I could spend all day posting news articles and segments claiming that photos depicted the form in which the documents originally were found. Here is what one intelligence expert told ABC News after the photo went viral. There is no indication in initial reporting that the FBI was responsible for those cover sheets. So they lied and they used slip sheets and they tried to convince everyone this was the original classified document. They brought them in, they set Trump up, and then they replaced the sheets and they lied about the whole entire thing. So we could see very, very clearly that the cover-up always gets you every single time, and everything is pointing back to Joe Biden. It is no longer a conspiracy. Trump said this from the very, very beginning, and now you can see we're living in a banana republic. Does this wake a lot of people up? Absolutely. Does it show the people the truth that, yes, Biden is truly going after his political opponent? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump, in the end, since he let us know that World War III is coming, he needs to have the D's responsible for every single thing. They never secured the border. They got their money. They sent it to Ukraine. So let's see. If we have an event in this country, it's their fault. If the economy crashes, it's their fault. If we go to war, it's their fault. And I do believe everyone is playing their part. I do believe Johnson's playing the part. And I do believe they're doing it perfectly. Even Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she is continually going after Johnson. We got to remove him. We got to remove him. And all these people are defending him. The rhinos, and I'm not talking about the MAGA patriots. I'm talking about the rhinos and the D's. They're defending him. They have full responsibility. Because think about what is coming. What's coming is going to be disastrous for them. Because they are going to be responsible for a crashing economy, a terrorist event in this country, an attack on this country, and much, much more. And Trump, he is now preparing everything for the elections. The elections are approaching, and he knows that they're going to cheat. So he's putting everything into place to show the people why we need paper ballots, why we need voter ID, and why we need elections on one day. And to do this, he has now taken over the RNC, basically. And now he's using the RNC, raising money, and actually doing the job the RNC should have been doing a long time ago, and actually trying to change the laws, pointing certain things out, getting lawyers together, getting poll watchers together. This is going to put a lot of pressure on the deep state players. Because in the end, will they be able to cheat with all this happening? No, they will not. Plus, it looks like the Republican National Committee's chief counsel, Charlie Spies, has parted ways with the organization only months after taking on the role. Trump looks like he just fired him. So it looks like everything is now being pushed to put a lot of pressure on the deep state to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat, which means they're going to have to use a completely different tactic. And what do you think that tactic's going to be? I do believe they're going to have to delay the elections one way or another. And I do believe Trump is going to use the military. He's been mentioning this in his interview, that yes, the Posse Comitatus Act really doesn't apply to him. He can use the military to deport all these people. If the country is attacked and the attack hits the national infrastructure, remember the FBI already projected out there, well, can we use the National Guard or the military to protect the most sacred thing in this country, the election, the presidential election? I do believe so. And you could see that with Biden losing in the polls, will they be able to cheat with Biden? No. Just like with Kamala Harris back in 2020. That's who they really wanted, but her poll numbers are so low. How can you cheat? It would be impossible. So I do believe now with Biden's poll numbers continually dropping the way they are, this is going to be very, very difficult. They're going to have to bring someone else where there's someone is halfway decent where they can make up the difference. Will they be able to make up the difference? I don't believe so. And Trump, he put this out on Truth. It's a Rasmussen poll, and it says President Trump crushes Biden in new poll. Trump up 48%. Biden is down to 36%. You think this is going to go much, much lower when we have an event, when the economy is continually breaking down, when we're on the precipice of war, yeah, I think this number is going to go way, way down for Biden. And that is going to force the deep state to say either you resign as the candidate or we're going to have to take you out. I think this is now all revolving around what the deep state is going to do next. And I do believe everything is going perfectly well. And what's very interesting is you can see the deep state players, they've been trying to stop Trump's campaign from putting out certain videos. And it looks like Google banned one of Trump's ads where it shows a Biden supporter calling people up asking for a vote for Biden. And the person's on the other end saying, why would I vote for Biden? The borders are completely open. They're taking my jobs. The economy's failing. We're going to war. This is what they didn't want the people to see. Take a listen to the ad.
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah, yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And all of this is absolutely true, and this is what the people are thinking. But it looks like Google, there was so much pressure on Google because people were noticing that it was censored. Google actually allowed the ad to be played now. So it looks like they reversed their decision because the American people are saying, wow, you're really interfering in the election right now? This is an ad from a presidential candidate, and you're interfering with the election. Now, I do believe in the end, they're all going to interfere in the election because they're going to be instructed to do so. And I do believe the Biden administration, the deep state players, they are going to move into the next phase of their plan. Indictments aren't working. So now they're going to have to move into their next phase. They're waiting for the vote with the WHO. If the vote goes through, you will see them try to usher in another plandemic. Do I believe that's going to work? No, it'll probably scare a lot of people. But I think most of the people are going to say, you know something, you did this before. We fell for it this time around. Not so much. So I do believe in the end this will fail, but they'll keep pushing it. Remember, they're not going to stop just because people don't agree with it. Doesn't mean they just stop. They will continue with it to try to do what? They need the mail-in ballots. So they need to scare people enough to stay home. Don't come out. You'll get whatever disease X is. So they will try very, very hard to use this to say, we must go back to mail-ins. We must use the drop boxes because that's how they want their illegals to do it. They don't want their illegals going to the poll centers. Actually, the illegals are afraid to go to the poll centers. But I do believe this will fail and they will then have to move into the next thing, which I do believe is war. And that's World War III. And when I say World War III, and it's you can't even do it justice. You can't even say, hey, by the way, you're going to be scared. So if you take the Cuban Missile Crisis, you take 9/11, you take the plandemic, remember how you felt back then? Take all those and put it into one. If people see this country being attacked and people are scared, people then will find the will to make that change. Because while this is happening, you're going to see the people that are trying to bring us to war, and they'll continually tell us we have to go to war, and you're going to see Trump saying, no, we can have peace. And I do believe at this point, this is when the people will have to make a decision. Either we take the country back and we stop this by ushering in peace, or we go to war and the country is lost. And I do believe in the end, humanity will make the decision that we don't go to war. Because if you look back in time and all the other wars, the people never wanted to go to war. They had to be forced to go to war. And I do believe this time around, the deep state is going to try to force people, just like they did in the past. When you look at Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and the rest, they're going to try to force people to go to war. But something very, very different this time around. You have a candidate that's going to say, I can have peace. You see, in the past, we never had that. And this is going to counter everything the deep state is going to try to do. And once Trump wins, of course, he's going to say, we can have peace if you elect me. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to say, yes, we want this guy. We want peace. Now, the deep state players, they don't want the people to vote for him. So I do believe at this point, that's when they'll try to delay the election. But I think this will backfire because in the end, there's nothing in the Constitution that says we don't have the election. So I do believe to make sure that the elections are safe and transparent, we're going to need a third party to guard the election, and we're going to have to do it in one day, and we're going to have to use paper so there's no electronic devices, and we're going to have to count right there with everyone watching. And I do believe you're going to have to go to the poll center to do this. Now, yes, will they use the agitators to stop people? Will they use the illegals to stop people? Yes, they will. But again, can the military protect the people? Yes, they can. Can the military, after the fact, round a lot of these people up? Yes, they can. So I do believe Trump, he's setting the deep state up, bringing them down this path. And in the end, I do believe once Trump gets elected, these deep state players are going to have a very, very difficult time. And that doesn't mean they're not going to stop. They're going to push war very, very hard. But I do believe the people, leaders around the world, I wouldn't be surprised if they asked Trump, before he's even inaugurated, to have peace. And I do believe we're going to see all this play out. And I do believe the plan is going exactly the way the Patriots want it to go. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said, they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Gold has been on an unstoppable run. It has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years and almost 20% in the last 12 months. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news, it is predicted to go up more. UBS even said it would go up to $5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold, and you can do the same. Noble Gold Investments can help you secure some gold to protect your future. From day one, you work with the same dedicated all-American expert. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced investor, Noble Gold Investments will make sure you get all the help you need. And this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. One of the nation's largest health insurance companies reveals hackers may have stolen their personal data of nearly half of America. A massive 152 million Americans have been affected by this cyber attack, and their stolen data will likely be sold on the dark web in the near future. The healthcare company has disclosed that they paid the hackers a ransom that's estimated to be about $22 million, but no further details have been released. This is why I protect my personal data with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love the privacy protection they bring me. Virtual Shield 1 continuously scans the dark web and helps me erase my data wherever it's found so it can't be used by hackers, cyber criminals, data mining corporations, or ISPs. That way, when a data breach from a health insurance company affecting 152 million people happens, my personal information is protected. Plus, Virtual Shield 1 brings with it up to 1 million in identity theft protection insurance. Every day, 3.8 million records are stolen from data breaches. The protection Virtual Shield 1 brings could be a lifesaver. Thanks again to Virtual Shield 1 for sponsoring today's video. The best part is you can get a 60-day risk-free trial by simply clicking on my link down below. Or you can also get the 60-day trial by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22.